Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Today is the Fuel Our Frequency campaign. It is our fundraiser, and we're very clear on what our mission is. We might have a lot of fun, we might have a lot of laughs, which we do, but deep down we actually have a very, very serious mission, and our serious mission is to bring truth and to be truthful and showcase what much of our media refuses to do. Over the last couple of years, we've realized since October the 7th just how important that is. And certainly for me, it has been rewarding. I can't even describe to you sometimes how difficult it is. And one of the conversations that I had soon after October 7th, which was probably my hardest conversation, was with Aviva Siegel. On October the 7th, Aviva and her husband Keith were kidnapped from their home. They were taken into Gaza by Hamas. Aviva spent 51 days in a captivity, and we've spoken to her a number of times. Since then, she's spoken at UN, at rallies, she's spoken to the international media. But she spoke, whenever we've spoken to her, she's spoken directly to us and to our hearts. And she has conveyed what so many others have refused to do. She joins us this morning. Aviva, thank you for doing so. Before we talk about media, what's the most frustrating part about not seeing the real stories told when you have lived through it in the most cruel manner?
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for having me. I just want to say that Keith, my husband, was there for 484 days, and it's very, very hard for me to even think about what he went through, even though, you know, I went through the same but for 51 days. It's frustrating, you know. The most frustrating for me now that all the live hostages have come back, you know, I've been born again. I feel like a new person. I feel like I'm smiling and I'm happy, and everything seems different. Even the colors, when I look at them, they look different. I was 2 years waiting for them, yeah, for Gali and Zivi from my community to come back. So I just want to say that the world needs to understand that by believing what Hamas did is good, even though I know that that people won't say that it's good, but by standing for Hamas and standing for terror just means that anybody can do what they did. And it's just going to grow. It's going to grow. And I'm amazed that these kids that are growing up into this terrible situation, that so many people don't believe that it happened. I was there. I felt it. I saw it. I saw them torturing my husband that was 64 years old. He wasn't a soldier. He was just an innocent, loving person that wanted good and wants good and wants peace and wants people to be happy. And I think that the most important thing that we need to, like, you know, just plant around the world, enjoy life, look at the good things and look for the good things. Look forward for the good things.
Absolutely love
just
that.
Just the simple things.
Yeah.
And instead of that, there's so many people that don't even know that what they're standing for. But they're standing for the bad side of life. And that's the Hamas.
Yeah. How much do you think media, obviously it's more in some countries, less in other countries. South African media is particularly poor when it comes to showcasing the real stories. But how much do you think media is to be blamed for this generation, as you say, that are standing for evil, whether they realize it or not?
A lot. Just so much. So much. And you know what? So many people are so stupid. Sorry that I'm saying that.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
They see a picture. And you know that Hamas used pictures of people from different places out of the world, not even from Gaza. They used a picture of somebody that was treated in the hospital in Israel. And he's really, really ill and really, really thin because he's got this disease. And they used that picture. And I know that so many people just saw the picture. They saw that's what we're doing in Gaza and finished. They didn't even ask themselves questions. They don't know who Hamas is. They don't know what Hamas did on the 7th. They don't know what, they don't even know that there were hostages there. And you know that the media is full of everything, full of good and full of bad. But we need the people, the mothers that are giving birth to babies, to grow them up into good, into love.
Absolutely.
And that's it.
Absolutely. And that is exactly what it is. Aviva Siegel, you have been an inspiration to us and continue to be an inspiration to us. Message for anybody who is on the fence about supporting independent Jewish media like Chai FM.
Well, I didn't really understand what you said, but I'll try and answer.
Basically, Sorry. Give us your endorsement. Why do listeners need to support Chai FM and help us towards a stronger future?
Yes, I think that in this world, we've been born to families, but we've been born to communities. And communities and you know, just help each other. I, as a person that went through that, you know, so many people just want to help me and give. I found myself like going and eating a sandwich, and then somebody says, okay, somebody paid for it because they want to help. We want to do things and good things for people. And it just warms our heart. We didn't come to this world to live alone and to be alone. We go through things and we went through a lot. Mm. And I think that the support of everybody in the media and whatever they can do, if they can donate and help, it's beautiful. It's
Absolutely.
Just beautiful. It's warmed the heart. And that's what humans should do. Help each other, help themselves to be happy and always, always be on the good side of life.
Thank you for that, Aviva Siegel, an inspiration to us all. It is 8:44. I'm Howard Feldman. In just one moment, I'm going to come back and go through some updates.